it's always, you know, good to contribute in any way you can. You know, when the production's not coming, and man, it's no secret the start of this year for me, health-wise and production-wise, has been, you know, a challenge. But at the same time, you know, I try and find yourself, you want to contribute in certain ways to just help the team win in whatever way you can, whatever role you're put in. You know, I take a lot of pride in being professional in that way, and that, you know, I want to try and be effective in any way that I can. Obviously, I'm offensively wired, and for me to actually contribute on the score sheet that way in a big win against a division opponent is huge. So, I mean, hopefully... hopefully can keep on capitalizing on maybe get a couple more bounces.
I don't know when the last time, if ever, your role has been what it is now, minutes wise and stuff. How hard or not hard is it to go through?
Well, of course it's difficult sometimes with the matchups, and I'm not gonna turn down any other opportunities, you know, at the same time. I like I said, I take a lot of pride in being professional and doing my best, whatever the team asks of me. At the same time, on the offensive side of things, I feel like I can contribute a lot more, given a chance, an opportunity. So hopefully, like I said, most of the time, I mean, everyone goes through slumps. Everyone goes through times where there's a lack of production, but you got to find other ways to contribute, and goals and points or whatever. Most of the time, they come in bunches. So I knew that it would turn around sooner or later, at least to get one, and so hopefully can keep going. But like I said, I'm just happy to try and contribute to help this team win games.
Do you think your role reduction was pure production based, or do you think it ran deeper, or are you able to self analyze that at all?
I'm not really thinking about that. Yeah. Really, it's that causes overthinking and over analyzing, and that's the last thing anyone needs to be doing when you're playing at this level.
How fun is it to have a skilled young guy like Patan to play with?
Yeah, of course it's fun. You get a guy like him, you know, he's got great hands, and he can make plays out there, especially in tight. So try and capitalize, like I said, on any kind of opportunity that we get out there to try and contribute offensively. But it starts on our own end. I mean, we got to make sure that we're playing on the right side of the puck and we're taking care of the puck, and then we'll get all the offense we need. But we're not going to be put out there in any position if we're not playing the game the right way on the defensive side of the puck.
Huge goal for the team, dude. Here.
Yeah, for sure. Want me to explain that one too? Like, I just spent like 10 minutes talking, answering that last one. But, no. Sorry.
Columbus has kind of been the story of the league to start the year. How much have you watched from afar as to what they've been able to put together coming in here tomorrow night?
Not too much. I mean, I remember. It's funny all the way things work, and everyone's talking about Torts and calling for his head and what's going on with Columbus, and here they are now, flipped it around. So. That can happen to any team at any time. So that's why, us as players, we never take anyone for granted. We never take anyone lightly. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Torts and that team and the way that they play. It seems like they've figured it out in a way that identity that works for them. And, they're just like every other team that we're playing. We're going to prepare the same way and focus on, being hard on the puck, playing with pace. Keeping the shifts short, we've been adamant on our shift lengths, and it's definitely made a difference. So it doesn't really matter who comes in here. Yes, of course, they've been one of the better teams as of late, but like I said, we're more focused on our plan.